Jazakumullah khair for all your contributions, mashallah. We met our goals, and alhamdulillah, with our community, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everyone. Really came through, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We managed to distribute the food and deliver it, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We also have a food drive during Ramadan. Our goal is to feed 250 families here in the DFW area, a local food drive during Ramadan for iftars. $100 feeds a whole family for the month. You know, we buy the essentials for them, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So the goal is 250, right, times 100, so that's like 25,000. Inshallah, you can always contribute towards that. It's $100 per family for the whole month, and that's locally. We also make dua for brother Sajjad Fatko's sister. She passed away, and brother Kamil al-Hindi passed as well. These are from the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on their souls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surround them with His blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us with them in Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Also, we have Dr. Farhana in Bangladesh. She's in COVID ICU. And the mother of brother Raihan, he's a local realtor here in the community. She's in the hospital. She's very sick. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give both of them shifa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them a complete and hasty shifa. We ask Allah to unite them with their families. We ask Allah to cure all of the Muslims that are sick around the world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us peace and to give us tranquility, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to uplift this pandemic from us as soon as possible. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد يقول تبارك وتعالى في القرآن العظيم بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تبارك وتعالى My dear beloved brothers and sisters, we start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the best of peace and blessings upon our noble prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And I remind myself and yourselves to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He should be feared. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called us to this in the noble Quran, when He said, O you who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die except in the state of submission to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die in this state. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. After last week's khutbah, I spoke about how Ramadan can be wasted before it even comes. And Ramadan, in summary, we said, to summarize the whole khutbah, so I can make it an introduction for today's. Wasting Ramadan before it even comes is by lacking a plan for Ramadan, is by not preparing for Ramadan, is by not overcoming certain addictions before Ramadan, is by not adjusting our schedules before Ramadan, is by not changing our food and eating habits before Ramadan, is by not reaching out to our families, our friends, our relatives, people that deserve our wasl, that we need to reach out to, like our parents, our uncles, our aunts, our siblings, right? We need to do all of this before Ramadan, because we cannot afford to waste a single day of this holy month of rahmah, this month of mercy and forgiveness. We cannot enter Ramadan and the first day is filled with migraines and headaches because we're food deprived, because we cannot have coffee or tea, because we didn't adjust our sleep schedules before it. We cannot afford this. Ramadan, we have to be ready to perform, ready to worship, ready to show Allah the best of us, to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are worthy of His rahmah, so that perhaps we might be written from those who are utaqa, those who Allah had written to be from the hellfire, but Allah chooses to put with His words, with His mercy, into Jannah al-Firdaus, subhanAllah, into Jannah in Ramadan. So in order for us to be worthy of this, we need to show Allah the best of us. And we can only show Allah the best of us with a proper plan. So today's khutbah, this was the summary of last week. You can go back to it for reference. But today's khutbah is about reform. Ramadan is a month of reflection upon the past and reform. We plan to change certain things in our life. We plan to change certain bad habits. We plan to subdue. We plan to turn away from everything that disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn our backs to it, and go and approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. If anyone wants to make a change in their life, it is the month of Ramadan. These months that we are in right now, Rajab and Sha'ban, they also have significance. Like in Rajab and Sha'ban, we have Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, which is one of the greatest things that happened to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But also, in this month, something very interesting happened in the history of Islam. And that is the change of the Qibla. The changing of the Qibla. And I'd like to reflect on a small story, just a short story. Something that happened after the Qibla changed. During the month of Sha'ban, obviously, the Qibla changed. It was towards Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Al-Quds, and then it switched to Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca, to the Kaaba. And when this happened, the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, approached the Prophet ﷺ, and they told him, Ya Rasulullah, look at their concern. Ya Rasulullah, we, inshallah, can change the Qibla, but what about the Sahabas that died before us, that never prayed because Salah was not an obligation when they died? They believed in Allah, they believed in Muhammad ﷺ, they believed in Jannah and Nar, but they didn't know that they should be praying. And what about the Sahaba that prayed their whole life towards Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and they didn't hear this verse? Look at their concern. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His divine wisdom, decreed for this to happen before Ramadan, so this verse can come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse to the heart of the Prophet as soon as they said this. He said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ And Allah was not and will not lose your iman. Allah will not let your faith be in vain. Allah will not let your actions be for nothing. Whatever you did, وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوا Whatever you do from good, you will never be deprived of it because you did it sincerely for Allah. And I'm saying this because when we reflect on this happening before Ramadan, there has to be a significance in the revelation of this verse. It didn't come down this time out of coincidence, no. It came down because Ramadan is the month where people approach it and they say, is this Ramadan going to be different? And they go through a spiritual dilemma where they tell themselves, and a lot of people, we all go through this, Ya Ikhwan, we say, this Ramadan ain't going to be different. I hear the Shaykh, he tells me, okay, do good, pray, okay, start praying. Fast, okay, I start fasting. Open the Quran, I start opening, you know, I open the Quran, but I don't feel it. I don't get better. I'm the same person. As a matter of fact, the Shaykh is telling us, Ramadan, Ramadan, but what I'm waiting for is Eid. I'm waiting for Ramadan to finish. If that's our state of mind, then there's a big problem. We should be waiting for Ramadan more than we should be waiting for Eid. That's a huge issue. And this is the problem, the spiritual dilemma that all of us go through before Ramadan, is that we do not think, or sometimes we do not feel like we are going to meet it the way we should, and we're not going to benefit from it the way we want to benefit from it. But we should never let this get to our hearts. We should never feel like there's no hope, or fall into despair from the mercy of Allah, or feel like we will never improve. We need to keep trying and trying and trying until we get better. We need to show Allah that, Ya Allah, although I tried and I failed and I tried and I failed, Ramadan's passed in the before this. I fasted many Ramadans and I always fell back on my heels. I didn't do what I wanted to do. But Ya Allah, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to show you the best of me, Ya Allah. Allah will not let our iman go in vain. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ But at the same time, shaitan has another trick, because there's two poles to the tricks of shaitan. One is to fall into despair and think that there's no hope so that you do not do anything for Allah. And then the other trick of shaitan is to feel content with your actions. Not content with the decree of Allah, because that's good, to be pleased with the rida. You know, to be pleased with the decree is one thing. But to be pleased with your performance, to be completely content with the actions and the deeds you did, to say like, Alhamdulillah, ya akhi, wallahi, I fast, and I pray, and Allahu Akbar, I read the Qur'an 7-10 times in Ramadan, and I do, Alhamdulillah, you know, I'm good. That is also a trick of shaitan that's just as bad as the first. Shaitan wants both of us, either one or the other. If shaitan sees willpower and drive, he's going to let you fall into the other, which is being happy with yourself, content with your own actions. And if shaitan sees that you lack drive and willpower, he's going to want you to give up and fall into despair and lose hope in Allah and His mercy. And they're both tricks of shaitan. But we need to know, like the verse that was revealed in this blessed month of Sha'ban, before the holy month of Ramadan, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ Allah will never lose your iman. Whatever you do for Him will never be in vain. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجَرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا Allah will never lose the actions of those who did righteous deeds. They will never be in vain. But some may say, yeah, Shaykh, wallahi, I try. And I come and I hear from people who come to me and tell me, yeah, Murad, well, like, yeah, you know, I try, but Ramadan is just, I never feel it. It's not in my heart. You're saying it, yeah, it's supposed to be that way, but I don't feel it. It comes and goes. It doesn't increase me in anything. You need to go through this in order to extract the sickness from your heart. Ya Ikhwan, and we can relate to a typical, like the surgery that a surgeon performs in a hospital when the surgeon extracts what a cancerous cells from inside the body. The first thing they have to do is cut through skin and flesh that's perfectly fine. The skin and the flesh they cut through in the beginning is good. There's no problem in it. But they have to damage it, and they have to get through to it so they can get to the sickness and extract it. We need to get through to ourselves. We need to perform and to show Allah that, Ya Allah, I will not give up. And when Allah sees this determination in our actions, when Allah sees our willpower, when Allah sees the drive that we have, then perhaps Allah may enter this iman that we longed for very long, that we wanted, we strived for, we're dedicated. We went through a lot, normal days, normal times. We did things without feeling the connection, but it pays off at the end, ya akhwat. It will pay off when Allah sees that you washed your inside with enough actions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you to Him. Allah will take your hand and will take you to Him and will come to you the same way you came to Him and will approach you the same way you approached Him and will give you the same way you gave for His sake. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the straight path. We ask Allah to forgive us and have mercy on us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our hearts in this blessed month of Ramadan and this Ramadan that we're approaching and cleanse our hearts from hypocrisy, cleanse our hearts from deceit, cleanse our hearts from oppression, cleanse our hearts from anything that displeases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, I remind myself and yourselves to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approaching this holy month. And I remind myself and yourselves to begin preparing if we did not already, because it is already late to start preparing for Ramadan. Right now, Ramadan is about 2 weeks away, it's already late. Right now, we need to pick up our sleeves and we need to get ready to approach this month with a plan. We need to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are determined to please Him. We want to learn His word. It is not too late to change. It is never too late. We should never fall into despair from the mercy of Allah, no matter what we did in the past. Because the same way we were heedless in the past, one moment of awakening, one moment, a spark in the mind or in the heart of a believer is enough to extinguish the darkness of the heedlessness that happened in the past. Everything that we forgot, all the bad deeds that we did, all the rights of people that we neglected, everything can disappear with a moment of reform, with a moment of return to Allah, with a moment of true submission to Him. True submission to Him, not fake submission. Ikhwan, when I say reform, I do not mean tawbah. Tawbah is but a single step in the process of reform. Tawbah is like apologizing for a mistake. Reform is never making the mistake again. Reform is committing with a plan to never ever fall into that same mistake again. Although we do mistakes, but we learn from them and we don't fall in the same ones. Can we make other mistakes? Yes. But as long as we fall into different mistakes and we continue to ask Allah for forgiveness and we continue to fulfill our covenants with Allah by reforming our ways and turning to Him, then we are good inshallah. And this is what this Ramadan should be. Today, we need to commit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make this blessed month of Ramadan unlike any Ramadan we met before. Unlike any Ramadan we entered. This Ramadan, we will enter it with a plan. This Ramadan, we will not fix our sleep schedules, brush up on our Arabic, get rid of certain addictions, certain bad habits on the first day of Ramadan. No, we are going to do them today. So in Ramadan, we're using the time wisely. We enter the month and we exit the month maximizing the ajr, the reward that we can attain in this blessed month, because perhaps Allah may bestow His forgiveness on us and exit us from the hellfire and write for us to be from the people of Jannah. We ask Allah to make us from the people of Jannah. We ask Allah to forgive us, to have mercy on us, to show us the straight path, to guide us, to guide our families, to guide our children, to guide our spouses, to guide our parents and our grandparents. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us with all of them in Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah to show us the straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to uplift the situation of the ummah that is suffering all over the world, starting from China all the way to Yemen and to Morocco and everything in between. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to uplift the hardships from this ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us in this blessed gathering in al-Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to live the time where we see Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa free from the hands of occupation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite the ummah on kalimat al-tawheed. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ibadallah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأكم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوت الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس
أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Just a quick dua for one of the sisters in the community. Her name is Hannah, and she is 15 years old, going into surgery tomorrow. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her surgery successful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give her quick shifa after the surgery. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her patient and to reward her for her patience. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa sahbihi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, the first row to leave first, and then the second,